WYDI, wondering if anybody is not frozen this morning. Mobile and monitoring.
U4YDI, this is KR4AAE. A little frozen, but not bad.
This is, I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, that makes the two of us. Like I was telling a gentleman yesterday, I'd be happy with cold if I was on a mountain skiing. But, I'm not there, so yeah, I'm ready for spring now.
In Greenville, and I'm still seeing patches of ice on the roads, and that's from 3 or 4 days ago.
Copy that. I've seen a few myself, and, it's kind of hard to get the road to thaw when it hasn't been above freezing very often.
Pretty good job salting all the major roads anyway. You can tell they've all been treated pretty well, so doing pretty good for being this far south.
Agreed. It's not like out west or up north where they've got all the snow plows, all the infrastructure set, so we'll take what we have and keep moving on. I didn't get your name. My name is Steven on this end.
This is David, KQ4YDI.
Nice to meet you, David. I tell you what, I've talked to a lot of Daves and Mikes. I think Dave is the most popular name that I have run into on the radio this far.
Born, they gave us a little certificate that said you're required to be into ham radio.
That's not too bad of a certificate. I would have liked to have that one when I was born.
I think there's 3 or 4 Davids that hit this repeater, and of course Mikes. There's a lot of us.
Look at that. How long you been into the ham radio field?
I think it's November sometime, early November, something like that. I got my technician.
So you're pretty new like me. I got mine in December of 24, getting back into the hobby. I was interested in it way back in the day, but I couldn't grasp all the concepts because being a 10 or 12 year old, grasping some very advanced concepts for their time, not a good idea for me. But here I am, back at it again.
Fascinating stuff when you get into the classes. I need to get all my setup done. I've got a pretty nice mobile situation, but I'd like to have some type of base station. But, you know, it's just like throwing money at another website.
What's your mobile setup right now?
I think it's a FT200.
Heard very good things about Yaesu radios, and I'm looking at getting a Yaesu for the HF rig as soon as I can find one.
I have two Yaesus. I've got one of their handhelds. I think the 65R, and then this mobile rig I've got, the menus are very similar, so if you learn the Yaesu system, they're all pretty similar. And it's pretty straightforward. It's not very hard.
That I definitely like to keep all the toys with the same vendors, especially on radios and other things. Keep them with the same vendors so you don't scratch your head. Where is that at? Oh, that's right. This is the same radio, so it's got to be in a similar space.
Take so much functionality into a little radio screen. And, you know, to have buttons with 15 different functions and all that.
Be that. What are you going to try to get for your base unit rig at the house?
Wanted to use this little mobile to move in and out when I needed it, but it's turned out to be a bit of a pain to do that the way this one's set up. So I don't know. It's some type of mobile rig. I may get another one of these. I like this one because it's got there's a feature that you can program 5 of your favorite stations, and it just automatically scans those 5 and it shows like little mini waterfall for it. So I like that. That's a nice feature.
Yes, that is a very nice feature to have. And, yeah, I thought about doing the same, taking the mobile rig out of the car and putting it in the house when I needed it. Finally, I said, no, let's just get a base unit and just call it a day.
For a VHF HF, UHF, I would be fine with the mobile. For the HF, obviously, I'd want a base station. I'm not going to be doing any mobile HF, but I don't even know if people do that, other than, like, field day stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's a step-by-step process of throwing money at your favorite website.
Be that. You can find some pretty good, there's some pretty good deals on some used stuff. I've got Nikon 2730A in the car and in the house here. And then probably going to get a Yaesu, probably the ST991 Alpha, which is basically a tri-band, so in case something happens to the 2-meter rig, I got a backup in the shack in a box.
That 991 is really intriguing because it does have everything as a base station. That may be, that's one of the ones I've looked at. The ICOMs look nice. Everybody talks about how good they are. I've never used one, but it'd be nice to have all three in one.
I found that the ICOM radios, the menus are fairly intuitive and they're laid out in a logical way. Like somebody said, hey, this is pretty good for a newbie. He'll know exactly what to do. Even the HF rigs, a couple guys said, look at the ICOM 7300 series and see if that'll fit the bill. That's a pretty nice rig, too, if you're looking for an HF base station.
Another one I thought looked pretty neat, that I think technically it's a base station, but they have it listed under a mobile because it's so small and portable, and it's one that may be that 991, I'm not sure, but it's one that you can put in those, you know, the shack-in-the-box things like you're talking about and just take off.
Copy that. I know the exact one you're talking about because that one was on the list as well.
Add them all to the list.
Add them to the list. It's like you get the most expensive hobbies, photography, bike riding, and ham radio stuff. Those probably have to be the three expensive hobbies I've ever found. The most expensive hobbies I've ever found.
About right. My wife does photography, so nothing in that's cheap either.
Yeah, I know my fair share of that. I've got equipment that's a few years old, but to replace it would be an astronomical price, so I'm going to hang on to this stuff until it dies or I die.
To the other with these prices, you never know.
It is very true.
YDIs, David. Well, Stephen, listen, I am pulling up to the house, so it was good talking to you. Thanks for the QSO and 73s to you.
Dave, nice talking to you. 73s to you as well. This is KR4AAE for KQ4YDI. I'll be clear and monitoring.